now it's time for the question segment of the forum. Some of you are still filling out questions. I have three from people who've come and gone. I'd like to start with Mr. Councilman. One of the questions I have is that living at Arrowwood is an example of a success story for affordable housing. However, when I hear the mayor's office talk about affordable housing, it never embraces cooperative housing. Is that something you'd be willing to explore?
You know, it's an interesting question because I think I'm not sure what government has a role in the creation of cooperative housing. Okay, what I do know that we have ownership of the Ann Arbor Housing Commission and the Ann Arbor Housing Commission properties, and we've neglected the upkeep of that public housing for a number of reasons over the years, but are now focused on directing our public dollars towards that. It's interesting because, like I said, I'm not sure what local government can do for Arrowwood or a co-op. We also have Colonial Squares, which was a co-op, but I think went market rate. We have University Townhouses and Forest Hills Cooperative. Okay. The thing that I run on, or as I campaign, is always focusing on what we can do as a government best. All right, public health, safety, and welfare. We have to do that as efficiently as possible, as focused as possible, so that all housing, whether it's a co-op, whether it's public housing, whether it's market rate housing, is served by public water, because that's the most important thing for public health, has sanitary sewer, so that the water, we're not having overflows. And I think the most important issue is public safety, all right? Because when you have high density housing, you tend to have more crime. And whether it's Arrowwood, Colonial, Forest Hills, the Village, which went into, what I'm familiar with Ward 3, but growing up on this side of town, we had, North Maple Estates, Pine Lake, all of these housing complexes deserve a fair shake at city services. And I think that's what I think is most important for my mayoral candidacy, is to ensure that those services are going to be directed out there. Because for too long, under this last administration, it's been all downtown all the time. We haven't had that conversation. And I am open to the conversation because that's where I think it's most important, is in our neighborhoods. Arrowwood Cooperative is a neighborhood. And that's one of the things I say in my lit. For too long, our neighborhoods have been neglected while politicians speculate on how to build big buildings downtown. Let's focus on our neighborhoods. As I mentioned earlier, I grew up in Ann Arbor and with a lot of friends here on the north side. And I remember when we used to call Arrowwood Pontiac Heights, all right? Just as we call Stony Brook, we now call it Arbor Oaks. We changed the names of these neighborhoods because for some reason, there was a neglect of the city services and they deteriorated. Arbor Oaks, aka formerly known as Stony Brook, at our last council meeting, we approved new water main construction. In the previous years, they got new water mains, new storm sewer, the new roads, sidewalk were repaired. And you go into that neighborhood and it looks great. And when it looks great, people feel good. And when they feel good, they take care of their community, regardless of income, regardless of ethnicity. When the city is taking care of its infrastructure, people take pride in it. As we heard, that focus has not been a part of our city government for a number of years. While they were raiding the utility fund to build a $750,000 fountain in front of City Hall, they didn't bother painting fire hydrants. And if anybody can tell me where they saw the city painting a fire hydrant in the last couple of years, please show me, because every fire hydrant that I see has been neglected. And I take those things very seriously, because if you can't take care of that most basic responsibility of painting a fire hydrant, cutting the grass in the park, filling the pothole, then while at the same time you talk about how progressive you are, chasing countywide transit to provide commuter service to people that live in Chelsea, your tax dollars at work, or putting fountains in front of City Hall, or paying for a chandelier you know, in the atrium of the new Justice Court Center. So, yes, I'm open, back, bring that back. Yes, I'm open to a conversation for whatever the city can do to make sure that Arrowwood is a thriving community, and that's what we're there for.
No, that wasn't the question. The question was to be supportive of more cooperative housing in the city.
I don't think that, for that matter, I don't think the government has a control over whether it's co-op or market rate.
No, but you could be supportive of any plans to do something like that.
Okay.
Arrowwood was supported by the city fathers when they first came up with it.
Right.
And were very instrumental in having Arrowwood come about. And as you mentioned, many of the co-ops in the city have gone market rate in their condominiums. So that population that was able to move into those co-ops can no longer do that.
Right.
And you have people who grown up in Ann Arbor who would like to stay in Ann Arbor,
of course,
but they may not be able to afford Ann Arbor.
I know all about it.
But thank you.